What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Saturday edition of the 10-Minute Misconduct Podcast. We're actually recording this pretty much on time.
Yeah, this week?
Kinda.
It's the right day at this time.
At least it's the right day. I'm going to be honest with you. I have a Muay Thai fight coming up on Saturday, next Saturday. So I've been at the gym most of the week.
Yeah, grinding.
And I haven't watched a lot of hockey.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the ins and outs, training, some news, some other shit, but I'm training to fucking fight Brad Marchand.
I was just about to say, you're training for that Marchand fight. We got to get going on that. So I didn't start a Twitter yet, but that's because I'm like, if we're going to make this happen, because I want this to be a real thing. I know it's not likely, but
yeah, it's a pipe dream at this point.
If it's going to happen, we got to come at it from a certain angle, and we got to figure out what that angle is, because we need Marchand to be in on this.
Yeah.
And it's like, the guy, he is fucking full of himself, so like he might brush it off and be like, yeah, I'll fight this guy. What's going to happen? But also, like, there's no way a professional athlete in the prime of his career is just going to fight a fan.
No, not at all.
But yeah,
I can dream, dude.
Listen, we'll make it happen. It's my goal now is to make that a thing.
But yeah, like I hope it's a thing. I mean, yeah, you said it, like professional hockey players not going to fucking do anything.
Yeah, no. But
I mean it.
And I also don't want to see my Michael Rapaport challenging a professional athlete to a fight.
Oh yeah, yeah. The thing is, I'll actually fucking show up and fight.
Fuck that guy. The thing is, people actually know who he is, though. At least, no offense to you, but
No, dude. As different, like, from Michael Rapaport, I can be the better.
Oh, yeah. No,
that guy
sure.
is a fucking... He looks like a plastic bag of cottage cheese. Like, the guy is fucking all-time gross. I can't fucking stand the guy. But, I mean, if you listen to enough podcasts this week, there's plenty of people shitting on him. I don't need to be one
of
them right now.
I didn't plan on it, but it just
kind of happens because he sucks dicks.
It just kind of happened. Yeah, fuck that dude. Yeah, we talked for about fucking, like, 20 minutes about hockey before press and record.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish we saved it for this because I don't have much.
Yeah.
for this episode.
Yeah.
I want to be honest. We have less days to cover than we normally do because we did the last one a day late. So,
yeah. I'm not too concerned about games. Like, if you wanted to watch the games, you would have watched them this week. You would have found a way. But I do want to mention you've had a couple of your friends ask to, like, come on.
Yeah.
And just share a mic. Yeah. Right now, we only have a setup for two mics, so if they're not buying the mic and a fucking other fucking thing to plug it into, whatever it's called, I'm not a fucking tech-savvy guy.
An interface.
Yeah. Buying one of those, you're not coming on.
But, Frank has one and a mic, and I was like, I could only record two mics. And he was like, I'll record mine on my laptop. And I was like, yeah, but syncing, it's going to be a bitch. And he's like, we could just clap when we start and then sync. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense. And I don't know why I didn't think of that.
I mean, we could do it.
Hey, I didn't go to film school like this fuck. So.
We can do it, and I don't have a problem doing anything like that. What I do want to know, like you had brought it
is
up before,
why.
Is why.
Do now, they want to come on? Because they enjoy the show? Because this is as of late. Like, just within the last 2 weeks, I've had three people say they want to come on. And I'm like, oh, have we been better? Are they enjoying the show more and they want to do it?
Does it seem like fun?
Or do we suck so bad that they're like, I could do this and I can make it better?
Yeah, let me spice it up because these two fucking suck.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. But we're trying our best. We'll get to the bottom of it. Eventually, yeah, we'll have some other voices on here.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll have Zach back at some point with you in the room without COVID. That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be dope. And we touched on this before we started recording too. There's a lot of fucking podcasts out there. If you look at, you know, any kind of hockey podcast, it's very kind of maybe aside from Spittin' Chicklets, but
yeah,
other hockey podcasts are very kind of button up. You know, nobody wants to say the wrong thing or be wrong. I don't give a fuck.
No,
if I'm wrong. The way the 10-minute misconduct bump works is we're constantly wrong, or people prove us wrong.
That's fine. Yeah. Always wrong.
But especially now, like, we're just bullshitting. Like, this is what I wanted the podcast to be
exactly.
from the get-go.
Just
like
a conversation. Now two assholes.
Yeah.
I'm not acting like I know more than anybody else.
No.
It's just we're talking about what we feel, how we think.
Yeah.
I foot that up.
It's fine.
How we think. Whatever.
Whatever it is. So, like,
what we think, how we feel.
There you go.
Fuck.
So this isn't going to be 31 thoughts. This isn't going to be spin chickens. I want this to come across as two guys having a fucking conversation at a game.
Yeah.
Just drinking beers and fucking shitting on whatever
Sláinte.
They want. Sláinte. Yeah. So, I mean, with that said, I hope everyone who's listening is having fun. I'm having fun recording it now.
Yeah.
We're more comfortable.
If there's two people or fucking 2,000 people listening, I don't care. I'm trying to have a good time, and we're proudly not for everybody.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. If you like it, fucking keep listening.
I'm just here to make you laugh, buddy. News. Let's jump into the news. Alex Ovechkin re-signs with the Washington Capitals 4 years, $12.5 million average a year. Jack Roslovic, who's third in points on Columbus.
Yep.
22 points since he's gotten there.
Which I don't think was expected.
He's a healthy scratch tonight.
Wow.
Yeah. So Torts being Torts.
Yeah.
Then we had a minor trade. Brad Morrison goes to Florida for Vinny Hinostroza to Chicago. No one gives a fuck. I just have some funny shit. I mean, I don't have a shit ton of things to talk about.
Before we get into funny shit, here's something that I had in my notes for last episode and somehow completely missed it. I felt bad about it. I had to update it a little bit, actually. But Patrick Marleau. He passes Mark Messier's 1,756 career games played. So now he's in second. He has 1,759. He's only 8 games behind Gordie Howe. So congrats to Patrick Marleau.
Yeah, that's old fuck.
That's a huge feat. I wanted to bring it up last episode when he actually passed him. But
yeah, that was with 10 games left to pass Gordie?
I just said 8 games. He's eight games behind Gordie.
Okay. I thought... Never mind. I saw a thing where he was 10 games behind him and they were doing the countdown thing somewhere else.
Okay,
and I was,
okay. No, that was early in the week when I forgot to put it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was 10. You're right.
Okay. I just didn't want to seem like a fucking... You know, I don't give a fuck if I seem like an idiot. Injuries. Nathan Beaulieu out the rest of the season for Winnipeg to repair a torn labrum. He had surgery.
There's been a lot of torn labrums. We didn't know what it was. Yeah. Apparently
it's in your shoulder, I guess. I don't know. And then Brandon Carlo, he got back into the lineup for Boston. Played one game maybe.
Yeah.
He's week to week with the UBI now. So they're still down with defensemen.
I don't know how serious the injury is, but did you see Samsonov?
No.
His own teammate took him out.
That's good.
I think it was a couple minutes into the game and Oshie clipped him in the head. He was behind the puck, behind the net playing the puck.
Yep.
Left it for Oshie, and Oshie clipped him in the head and just immediately got off the ice. He, dropped to the ice, immediately got off. Vanacek had to come in, and then he didn't play the next game either. So I don't know if he's concussed or what, but his own teammate took him out
fucking
2 minutes in.
Friendly fire, huh?
Yeah.
You see what's happening with Vancouver? Fucking stuttered on that one. Jesus Christ.
No, I didn't see what's happening.
So
just still sucking?
As of Friday afternoon, up to 8 players tested positive for COVID and some staff members. So games were postponed till at least April 6th.
Yeah, so and suck my dick, Canada, when they're coming at me saying that's all these teams with the fucking players with COVID, they're all in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, fuck you, Canada.
Now... some of them have the different strain of COVID and are so fucked that they need home IVs.
Ooh. I mean, I feel bad for them.
So they're actually calling guys over from Utica, the fucking Comets, as reinforcements. Their words, not mine.
Yeah.
Reinforcements to when they get back to playing games. Just because these guys might be just so fucked.
Yeah. I mean, that sucks, and I wish all the players the best and everything.
But again, Canadian.
But Canadians,
any Canadian fans, suck my dick.
Yeah, fuck you.
You got the, what it looks to be now is the worst case of it. The Devils had more players with it.
But all mild cases.
These guys are fucked.
Yeah. You hate to see it, but fuck you, Canada.
Yeah. Let's brighten the mood up. We're going to do some funny shit.
Yeah.
Carter Hart got sent down to Lehigh Valley.
Oh, that was my first funny thing, too. Oh, I love it. I fucking love it.
Dude, I you were right.
I don't even dislike Carter Hart. I just I wish the kid the best, and I think he is a good goalie and can be a great goalie and will be a fantastic goalie as he, develops more. I just can't stand all the people that were pumping his tires the last 2 years.
Yeah.
When he didn't deserve it. He was average numbers at best. I get it. He's young, but yeah, no.
Yeah. I mean, you were right. You said it a couple times when we first started this thing that he was overrated.
Yeah.
I'm
not always wrong.
No.
I mean, just but I am, I'm severely wrong.
Yeah. I mean, even a broken clock's right twice a day.
Yeah.
Another thing out of AHL. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Montreal and Calgary's affiliates played each other. So it's Laval, Rocket, and Stockton Heat.
Yeah.
One hit caused two simultaneous fights. So basically, whoever was on Stockton laid out the dude from Laval and immediately got into a fight. And then two teammates just started fighting each other. Like
two teammates?
Well, no, I mean like one guy, you know.
Teammates of the guys fighting.
Yeah. They just started fighting each other after that. After they were literally like going to break it up or like get in the scuffle. And then they both decided like, fuck you. Let's just drop them.
Yeah.
That fight, it kind of turned into an NHL's version of the grab ass, you know, and they just kind of tug and then a couple punches thrown. One guy gets thrown through the ice. Yeah. But the
Chara fight, you mean?
Yeah.
I'll let you finish, but.
But the guy from Stockton who laid the hit was in an absolute barn burner with the guy from Laval. Mm. I'm talking they didn't stop throwing punches for a single second until like one guy got pulled to the ice. So
those are the kind of fights I like. Like I don't give a fuck about the dodging and this and that.
No.
Just fucking chuck them.
Yeah, that's what they did. And the Laval guy went down to his knees. The refs went to go break it up. And as they're getting in, Laval guy's still trying to throw punches getting up. You fucking love to see it.
Yeah.
That to me, like, I wish more NHL fights were like that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm just going to brush on it quick because I already mentioned it. But if I see one more person talk about, I mean, I'm about to talk about it. But if I see one more person talk about, post about the fucking Chara fight with, who the fuck was it?
Matt Martin.
Listen, Chara just grabbed, I don't think either one of them landed a punch. Chara just grabbed him and shook him until he fell.
Yeah, he's a big, long guy. That's all he did. Like,
they just fucking danced around and he shook him until he fell.
I'm tired of people saying how, like, Chara's, like, this fucking
big,
great
tough
fighter.
Fucking,
like,
yeah.
He's big. That's it.
Yeah, he's 7 feet tall. Yeah, on he's gonna fuck up someone that's 6'2". Sorry. Yeah,
on skates, it's a fucking tall order to do anything against a guy with that long.
Yeah.
If you put me on flat ground with Chara, I'm beating the fuck out of him. I swear. Marchand can bring Chara to TD Garden. I'll fuck them both up. Chara's a big fucking goon.
Chara almost fought Marchand this week, too, which I would have loved to have seen. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, no. Fuck Chara. He's got a fucking pool skimmer for a stick. Like, go fuck yourself, dude.
Is it 9 feet long?
Oh, fuck that guy.
Austin Matthews, he made my fucking way to go list today after he told the ref, you're fucking awful, when he missed a call during the Toronto game.
Was it Wes
McCauley? I don't think so.
Oh, that would have been better.
I wish.
But no, yeah, I still like it. I still like it.
And, I mean, I have a couple other things, but that's, I'm going to bring those around back when we go for Cuck of the Week.
All right. So I'll get into a couple of mine.
By popular demand, Cuck of the Week is back. It's going to be a recurring segment.
Oh, I told you, as soon as you said it, I was like, that has to be a recurring segment, and it seems to be a fan favorite already.
Yeah, so it's coming back.
Here's another old one that I missed, so I'm just going to throw it in, then I'll get to some newer shit, so I'm sorry. I'm sure everybody heard about this, but I'm just going to comment on it quick. Ottawa GM Pierre Dorion, did you see him throw his fucking...
His shit against the wall? When they lost to Toronto?
Yeah, he had like a fucking mojito, and he just launched it at the wall when they lost an OT. There's like lime going everywhere, and
Did you see the side-by-side with him and Dubas?
No.
Just the
because he threw a water bottle, right?
No, it was because I think they were playing. I think it was Ottawa Toronto.
From that game.
Yeah, it was just the side by side of when the goal happened.
Oh, okay.
A Dorion throwing the shit, and then Dubas was like fucking fist pumping and all excited.
Well, I think like earlier, it might have been earlier this year. Maybe it wasn't Dubas, but there was another like GM that did a similar thing, like threw a water bottle. At least it was sealed though. Like Dorion, someone has to clean that fucking press box now,
and it's not him.
Not him.
No.
Like, what? Someone that's not getting paid enough needs to find the limes that went across the fucking
that's
room.
That's a dick move. And, okay, first of all, I understand you're drinking because your team sucks, but why are you doing an overtime when it's a possibility that you're going to get mad enough to throw some shit?
I don't know. Part of me loved it, but also not cuck enough to be cuck of the week, but definitely like cuck.
No, because you can understand.
Oh, I understand his frustration. But also you built this team.
It's definitely cuck adjacent, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of his fault. So.
Speaking of cucks.
Hey, we're going to get into that plenty of that later.
Oh, no. I'm not, I wasn't jump starting into cuck of the week.
All right.
I could go either way here with the cuck. Do we want to talk about the cuck Crosby or Taylor Hall?
You pick. Go Taylor Hall.
All right, Taylor Hall. So this at first has nothing to do with Taylor Hall, but did you see the 9-3 game against between the Avalanche and what the fuck? Between the Avalanche and Coyotes?
Yeah.
So
I didn't watch it, but I saw the score, yeah.
Yeah, there's 6 goals in the first 7 minutes and 31 seconds of the game, including Donskoy's hat trick with only 3 minutes and 27 seconds of ice time within that 7 minutes. Guy gets the hat trick. So 3 goals in 3 minutes, 27 seconds. Taylor Hall this season has 2 goals in 655 minutes and 7 seconds. So fuck you, Taylor Hall.
In Taylor Hall's defense, Donskoy does play in the powerhouse Colorado Avalanche. And they score from everywhere.
Yeah, but still.
But he did it in only 3.5 minutes. So
yeah. And I think he has like 15 goals on the season now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Hall, not even close.
No. He
might not get 5 this season. The rate he's going. It depends. We'll see who he gets traded to.
He's on pace for 4.
We'll see who he gets traded to at the deadline, because that's pretty much a guarantee.
Well, since you have like a Sidney Crosby kind of cuck thing, we can get into cuck of the week now if you want.
Well, I just wanted to talk about the Dubinsky thing first, because I know that has nothing to do with your cuck of the week.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
There's some surprises in the cuck of the week this week, so go
on. All right. So, yeah, Brandon Dubinsky, I'm sure most people have heard about this by now, too. It's been blowing up everywhere, but I fucking loved it. You love it. He's on a podcast. I'm not sure which one. It looked pretty amateur, so maybe he's a gettable guest.
Dubinsky, we know
you're listening.
Yeah. Just come on.
Come on, Dubinsky. We would love to have some of this on our show. The other guys kind of like just chuckled and cowered. Like, we would jump in on it with you.
Oh, my God, yeah.
But he was quoted, they're talking about Crosby and Ovechkin, and he said, "Everybody wants to talk about Sid and Ovi or whatever. Fuck Sid. I'll take Ovi every day of the week." Then he goes on to say, "Listen, I asked Ovi for an autographed stick, got it from him, and thanked him for it. I would never ask Sid for a stick, ever." And then there's a ton of backlash from like fans, mostly Pittsburgh fans. Like,
I would ask for a signed stick from Crosby just to put it on eBay.
Yeah. Well, so I see where he's coming from. Yeah. I see where he's coming from, though. Like, the sentiment of what he's saying is like, I agree even as a fan. Listen, people could get mad at me too, Penguins fans. I don't give a fuck. Crosby's a great player. I'm not denying that. He's an insanely good player. I respect his talent level. Like, I said it a couple episodes ago, but I've gotten past the point of like hating players. Like, at the end of the day, I'm a hockey fan.
Yeah.
He's extremely good at the sport of hockey, and I do enjoy watching him play sometimes.
Yeah, you respect his skill.
I respect his skill.
But he's a little bitch.
But I'm an Ovi fan. I'm not a Crosby fan. Like, yeah. I respect Crosby's skill, but like, I wouldn't mind owning an Ovechkin jersey. I'd never own a Crosby jersey.
Right.
I get where you're coming from. Not going to happen. But a bunch of Penguins
fans.
You're
Brandon Dubinsky.
Yeah. But Jesus Christ. Bunch of Penguins fans are coming at Dubinsky on Twitter and shit and saying like, "Oh, like, you're not half the player fucking Crosby is," which he had no shit. He never claimed to be. Yeah. So he tweeted a side-by-side comparison of Crosby and Ovechkin's career stats and then goes, "Listen, Crosby's better than me. I never said he wasn't. He's obviously one of the best ever." He goes, "It was at OV8, tags OV, versus Sid. None of you played in the NHL and know how hard it is to score goals in the NHL. 724 is insane," referring to Ovechkin's goals. And he goes, "Sid just whined way too much, and Ovi shut up and played hard."
Yeah.
And I was like, I couldn't agree more. So, yeah, I fucking love it. Love to see it. Fuck Crosby. He's a little bitch that whines all the time.
Yeah, I wish we could get Dubinsky and just go into it, you know?
Oh, definitely.
We give him some fuel for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's go into Cuck of the Week.
I'm a cuck. Fuck my lover. Fuck my sister. Fuck my mother. Fuck my country. Fuck my race. Then finish on my face.
We
have a couple finalists here. I let you know ahead of time, so maybe you can do some research, have your own opinion.
Yep.
The first we're going to go with is McDavid. I think that's an obvious choice. I was leaning that way on our last episode.
Yeah, with the elbow and...
The hit he laid.
Not being punished
because he was
by the league.
Yeah, just because he was just frustrated that his team was getting shut out. He didn't even register a shot on net. No points. Like, he... Yeah, that sun's right in your fucking grill, huh?
Yeah.
Let's scoot over, buddy.
It's all good.
So just... That was a clear kind of just pussy out of frustration kind of hit. And all he got was 2 minutes. Just fucking stupid.
And I forgot to write it down. And fuck, I wish I did now. But I think it was like last night or... No, 2 nights ago. There was a similar... Not similar, actually, at all. But there was a hit. It came a little up high, elbow. I forget who the fuck threw it.
Oh, we're going to get into that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't worry.
Bad. Didn't make contact. I forget who it was, but didn't make contact with the shoulder first like McDavid did.
Oh, I know who
it was. But McDavid's was way more intentional.
Yeah, we're going to get into it.
Yeah,
don't worry. Second finalist is Wes Walls. Hey, change your fucking name. He's an announcer for Minnesota.
Yep.
He's under fire now because there's a slashing penalty. What?
It wasn't about toast?
No. No, this one wasn't about toast settings. He was commenting on a slashing penalty Ryan Hartman was guilty of and said, if you're going to give someone a love tap like that, you might as well break their fingers.
Yeah, real Mike Milbury kind of comment.
I thought it was also Jack Edwards-esque because he says shit like that all the time and no one bats an eye. He's just like, oh, this guy's a fucking idiot. He's been doing this kind of shit for so long.
Yeah, Jack Edwards says shit like that all the time, but I think... Milbury said, like, exactly that.
Yeah.
I think we talked about it on the Milbury episode. He was like, if you're going to take the 2-minute penalty, like, try to take a finger off or, like, something like that.
Yeah.
Try to hurt the guy. And it's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's clear. Now, for Milbury's case, it might be a little bit different. But you guys saying, like, the announcer saying that is just clearly an example of someone who's never been fucking punched in the face before. Because...
Oh,
if you've ever
been
in an actual fight and not beaten someone with their own shoe while being restrained by cops, you're a fucking asshole. Like, he's an announcer. Just do your job.
Yeah, and at least with Milbury, I hate that I'm defending Milbury, but his job is to give his opinion on things, whereas, like, an announcer, for the most, like, you're not giving your opinion. You're just saying what's happening.
But because he's so much like two other people that I fucking hate, I couldn't just give it to him. You know, it just seems biased.
Yeah.
And then the third final, well, hold on. One of the other finalists here, whoever's in charge of player safety, handing out punishments for the NHL, like,
isn't it George Parros? I think it is.
Well, he's part of player safety, but I don't know where it comes from.
I thought he's the head of player safety.
Does it come from him directly, though?
I don't know.
Is it
you
a
said
committee?
Whoever's in charge of player safety.
Or is it a committee? I don't know. So
I'm
not
pretty
just going
sure
to call out...
I'm pretty sure it's a committee.
I'm not just going to call out George Parros.
All right.
You
said the head, but...
Either... Anyway. Chandler Stephenson was the guy you're thinking of. He gets a 3-game suspension.
Yes. Yeah.
For a similar hit. Yes, it was in the corner against the boards. Yes, he left his feet a little bit and went up high. But if that gets 3 games, McDavid's, which is completely 100% intentional, he needs at least a game.
At least a game, yeah.
Not only that.
Set a standard.
But McDavid, for that dirty hit, was fined $5,000. And I had this part under my funny notes to bring it back. To compare that, McKinnon was fined $5,000 because he threw Garland's helmet right back in his face.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that, but I died laughing.
I loved it. And the fact that that's the same...
The
fine.
Same penalty.
Yeah.
Now,
it's ridiculous.
I did a little breakdown.
And Chandler Stephenson, correct me if I'm wrong, but he has no prior history.
I don't believe
with player safety.
But we could be
is
wrong.
Is he not a rookie? He's a rookie.
Chandler Stephenson? No, hell no.
Chandler Stephenson?
He's played for fucking Washington before.
Oh, I didn't even put it together that's the same guy until right now.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I look fucking stupid. But I don't think he has a history of player safety because I didn't know he was the same guy. But McDavid, we talked about that. He kind of does have a history. But,
he's gotten suspended for 2 games before. Now, I did a little breakdown just because I was curious. Connor McDavid makes an average $12.5 million a year.
Yeah.
Per game, that's $225,214.
Yeah.
Which means he makes almost $4,000 per minute.
He lost like a shift of play.
Yeah. So, yeah, in 2 minutes in the box, he made $7,440 and got fined $5,000. So, technically, while sitting in the box, he made $2,500.
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of those things where you can't. Now, I don't know if they like if you're suspended a game, you don't get paid for that game. I have no fucking idea the way it works.
I think it does work that way.
But you can't just have a guy with like a fucking slap on the wrist of $5,000 for a completely intentional hit because he's butthurt about the way the game's going. This is your best player, like in the league. You gotta make an example, you know?
He's got a history. No, 100%.
And I'll tell you what, the people who had the player safety were clear and away. Yeah, they were clear and away the winner of Cuck of the Week until I saw what happened today.
Okay.
And I had to go back and I had to look at the video and it just makes sense. So your winner of Cuck of the Week.
Yep.
Is Sidney Crosby for what he did against Boston today.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, for anybody who didn't see, it's Saturday, by the way, obviously. Pittsburgh's down 6-5. They're down 6-5 on the PK with a minute 15 left in the game. And there's 1:05 left on the penalty. I think Boston or one of the teams that just scored. So the faceoff is at center ice. He's taking the draw against Bergeron. On the faceoff, the puck flips up over Bergeron's shoulder and Crosby takes a swipe at it up high and barely misses Bergeron's head.
Yeah.
With the stick. Bergeron goes to turn around and catches Sid barely in the chin with the butt end of his stick, and Crosby flops on the ice like he's a fucking soccer player.
Yep.
And then
it's
Bergeron
what he fucking does.
And then Bergeron out of that gets a 4 minute double minor.
Yep.
Because I'm sure Crosby bit the inside of his lip to make himself bleed a little bit.
Oh yeah.
It didn't matter. Boston still ended up winning. Good. Fuck Pittsburgh. But Just to do that, listen, I understand you're a man down and a goal down. There's just over a minute left. You're basically killing the rest of the clock, a man down.
Yeah.
Just play fucking hockey and do your job.
I couldn't agree more.
Plus, he has a history of being a cuck. We just talked about it.
100%.
And that's an NHL player who's seen plenty of Sidney Crosby.
Yep.
Having an opinion on him. Everyone knows he's a crybaby. They changed the rules for the fucking best guys. Example, Connor McDavid.
Yep. Which is why, so the front runner for me before this afternoon was Connor McDavid for Cuck of the Week. But yeah, I 100% agree with Crosby. It's just what he is. He's a cuck. Kind of like what I said with Binnington for last week. I know it's Cuck of the Week, but when you have a guy that's a cuck every day of his life.
Yeah, it's hard to go
against
it.
Vote him as a cuck.
Yeah, it's just hard. That one might not have been as funny as last week's, but
fuck that guy.
He deserves it. He's a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Fuck Sid the Kid, who's like 32 now or whatever the fuck. Yeah. Whatever.
Stats that we keep track of for no reason?
Yeah, go ahead.
Misconducts. We had 4 this week. Nathan MacKinnon, Garnett Hathaway, Ross Johnston, and Matthew Olivier. Oliver, I don't know. I'm fucking French.
Go for it. Yeah. Either one.
Yeah. So those 4, I still think Nathan MacKinnon is the fucking funniest because he picked up Connor Garland's helmet and just threw it at him. It hit him right in the fucking face.
Yeah,
it was
the
so
fact
perfect.
That, like, I don't know. It's ridiculous. In fact, he got fined for that. But yeah, I'm not going to correct you on names because I butcher them all the time. And I'm probably going to fuck one up here. Oh, did you have more?
Just the goals in the first or last minute of a period.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
There's only 8, 2 empty netters, 1 game winning tying goal, whatever the fuck you want to call it.
But you didn't have to do it that depressing. You're making me feel bad.
Sorry, go for
it. But first goals, we only have 6 this time. So we got Stephen Fogarty, first of his career in 23 games played, 5th this season. Michael Bunting. Nikolai. So now, last time we talked about this guy, Nikolai Nijav was what I... was told how it was pronounced. Now they do pronounce the K, because I listened again. So it's Nikolai Knyazhov, first of his career, 36 games played, all but three this season. Braden McNabb, Michael Stone, and Lane Peterson, first goal in his first career game, so congrats to him. And then shutouts, we only got one.
You get nothing! You lose!
Martin Jones, 30-save shutout for the 25th of his career.
Good day, sir!
Good for him, because he normally sucks. Sorry, that's all I
No, it's fine. Yeah,
really
no,
all I had on that.
That's all I have, too. Fuck Martin Jones.
Because we shit on Buffalo all the time. We should say they snapped their 18-game losing streak.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Finally
they
beat
the Flyers.
Beat the Flyers, which I laughed at 6-1.
Six to one.
And they almost beat the fucking Rangers.
Yeah, I actually said to you last episode when we were talking about their losing streak and the game coming up against the Flyers, and we were saying how we hope they... This fucking sun is killing
me. Yeah, it's brutal.
I moved over and it followed me. No, I'm good.
All right.
But yeah, we were saying how we hoped the streak stayed alive and that they would get the record, and they only fucking tied it. And I even said, if they somehow end up beating the Flyers, I think it was that night, Wednesday night.
Yep.
So if they somehow end up beating the Flyers, I'm going to be pissed. And I was.
Dude,
and I am.
They're so bad they can't even get the record for most losses.
Yeah. Yeah, because at least
it's
they could have put a
depressing.
Banner up for that. Yeah, but
it's
no.
fucking depressing. Like, future generations could have been like, our fucking franchise at one point was the worst of all time. Like,
yeah,
you're so bad you can't even do that right.
Can't even do that right.
This is the second week or the second episode in a row. I'll ask you, do you want to cover Five for Fighting? Because I don't.
Go for it.
All right. This is our first week back doing it. So there's no record last week, but overall you're now 33-22 because you went 4-1 this week.
Yeah.
And overall I'm 28-27 because I went 3-2 this week, and I'm getting a fucking haircut.
Yeah. So listen, I was trailing you ever since you came up with this mullet idea, and now I'm starting to think you want a mullet because it's getting rough there, buddy. I'm starting to create some distance here.
I'm just making it a drama-filled last fucking couple weeks of the season.
Yeah. It's going to get down to the wire. We'll see how we keep going.
You're
going to
fucking blow me out.
I don't know. You got to bounce back. You're bound to do it.
Yeah,
Sabres right now.
Yeah, since I came up with this, I don't think I have a winning record.
No.
Since it was my idea, I have a losing record.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, and you're just killing it.
Yeah, and the fucked up thing, I have said it multiple times, is that I actually want a mullet this summer, and you're going to have to get one, and I might just do one anyway.
Dude, I'm fucking... You have to get tattooed if you lose. I don't know. Fuck it, this shit.
I don't give a fuck. I'll get a
tattoo. I get to pick it. No, it's too serious for a fucking goofy-ass thing that we do.
Depends what it is. If it's... I'll get a fucking... Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards, fuck you tattoo.
Dude, know what you should do? You should have their three heads together with the three Stooges fucking
text underneath.
I'm not
putting their faces on me.
Oh, all right.
No chance.
Oh, well.
No chance.
Yeah, well, just get like a shit list and put it on your ass cheek and then just have their names.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll 100% do that. I don't I don't know about the ass cheek. It looks like the fucking moon.
Well, I just figured with the shit list, it worked.
Yeah. But to be honest, if I had that, if I had like, I don't think I'd do shit lists with the name, but I would 100% do Mike Milbury, Jack Edwards, Wes McCauley, or whatever order. Fuck you. Like our sign off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to see it. That's another reason I wouldn't want it on the ass cheek.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little hard. I mean, I'm done.
Yeah. Just I'm done too.
Done.
So I said it twice already, but Mike Milbury, Jack Edwards, and Wes McCauley, fuck you.
Hit the hat trick.